Hello, Aiden. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So nice to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you too.
Well, we're really excited about this new song that's out, Hallelujah. Can you share the story behind writing this song or the meaning behind the song?
Yeah, this song has been a song I've kind of had for probably 6 or so years, but it's had like so many different variations of lyrics. It kind of landed in a spot that I felt was the most honest to where I'm at now, which is pretty much just about me kind of transitioning out of being part of Hillsong Young and Free, a group, into being a solo artist. And it's kind of given me language around trusting God through that process. First lyric is, it feels like I'm starting again, which I mean both literally, but then also kind of pointing back to even that moment when you get saved, that feeling of like it all being brand new, like the slate being washed clean, and just being like, thank God, like, because I would not be here if not for the love of Jesus. So the song is about both things. For me personally, it's definitely been, it's given me the words to kind of articulate that the trust that we have in these moments of like new adventures. And so, yeah.
Trust is sometimes this thing that's a little bit easier said than done in some cases. What has
Yeah,
that
always.
process looked like for you to actually trust God in this process?
I don't feel like I've had a choice, I think it's been like a lifeline for me. Obviously, I think the last we can talk about, I'll probably be talking about this for the next 100 years, but like obviously everyone in the world was affected by like COVID. But COVID obviously shifted a lot of things, and at that same time there was a lot of changes going on at Hillsong, which is the church I was part of for my whole life. So there's a lot of like unsettling. I moved from Australia to the US. And so many of the things, the sure things or the foundational things in my life physically were kind of shaken, and things that I had put my trust in or had expected to be a certain way were different. And so I was kind of left with the no choice but to be like, okay, well, what's the one thing that I can trust or what's the one thing I can rely on? And like that has always been Jesus for me, but I had to trust him in a way that I never had before because, everything else felt so shaky. It gave me a lot of like strength. Obviously, like Jesus gave me so much kind of like strength, but also like it just, there's this moment where you realize that you're trusting Jesus and it's like, oh, like if, not to like over glamorize it, but there is this like ease to life when you're like, okay, that didn't work out. Like when getting to that point, like that didn't work out, it must be something better. Like that's the point. That I think is the best part about obviously trusting Jesus is like, well, okay, cool. Whatever happens, he's got it. That's great. Doesn't matter. And that's not an easy place to get to, but I think like that's kind of what I'm always trying to strive towards is that kind of feeling that comes from trusting Jesus.
I feel like you already kind of touched on this or said this, but when listeners are listening to the song, how do you hope that they encounter God through the song, but also sort of the messaging? What do you hope that they walk away with when they listen to the song?
The thing that has always inspired me about the journey of trusting Jesus is I always, I don't know if it's just because I'm a sentimental and nostalgic kind of guy, but I always like pinpoint that moment that I decided to follow Jesus, that moment, we call it getting saved, like being saved or born again, like, because that's the radical change. Like, that's the most radical moment in our life. That moment when we decide to follow Jesus is like the 180, the brand new, the slate is clean, like that, the energy that comes from that moment. I always look back to that moment in my life, like, wow, like that was a radical change. Like it gives me this like joy and this energy. And I would hope that when people hear this song, they're reminded of like, firstly, how incredible that moment was, perhaps in their life, or if they haven't experienced that, that would encourage them to do that. And then also to be like, wow, to actually see the journey that perhaps God has taken them on since that moment. Like worshiping God whilst understanding like what he's brought you through and what he's done. I think those things can only can't help but encourage you to actually give him praise and thanks for what he's done. That's I guess that's the main thing I would hope people take from the song.
What was the writing process like for this? I feel like, I mean, writing for every artist is different, but specific to the song, were there things that really stood out about this process or the coming together of it?
The beginning, like I think this song had so many iterations. It had different versions about similar concept, but It never felt right. And I think, you know, as a writer, like you're always striving to, you're trying to write the most honest, like, version of how you're feeling right now, what God's doing in your life. And when you hit that spot, the writing's really easy when you feel like you actually have something to say. And so it took many years. Like, it was a song that I almost had on the shelf for so long because I loved the song, but the lyrics weren't fitting right. So I'd come back to it every couple of months, every year or so. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to finish it. But it wasn't until, like, I had the words to articulate what this season was in my life that it kind of just flowed out. And that was when I was like, okay, the song makes sense now, finally, after all this time. So it was a long one, but then at the moment when it came, it worked.
I want to take a step back. So I have a show called Sunday Spotlight where I spotlight Christian artists. And I kind of walk listeners through the journey of how you got started and then where you're at today, some of your latest stuff. So touching on this song. But I'd love to know just from you, how did you get started in music in the first place? And then what's that journey been like to get to where you're at today? Now living in the US, just released this new single.
I mean, it's a wild journey. And yeah, definitely one only that I feel like without God, I don't have no idea how this any of it could have happened. But I walked into church when I was probably 13 and just remember being impacted by the music. And no one in my family is musical, like no one. And I remember being like, well, this is crazy. I'd never experienced anything like this. Like, I loved music, but I was like, this feels different. And I didn't understand what that different thing was at the time. Obviously, now I know that was the Holy Spirit, or, you know, the presence of God. But I remember just being at that time, being like, okay, I want to learn how to do that. Whatever that is, I want to do that. And so I kind of, like, you know, got friends try and help me learn how to play guitar or whatever. And then I was volunteering in the youth ministry for many years. And then there was a point towards my final years of high school where the campus of church that I was at was like, hey, we really need, like some songs. Like, we need some new songs that we can sing for the young people. And it was very much just like a task. Like, it was like a, in the same way that, like, hey, can some people come early tomorrow and help set up, pack up chairs or set the chairs up? Or can someone come and help with, like, you know, standing at the doors or parking or whatever? In the same way that those kinds of volunteer things at youth group were, it was the same for songs. It was like, hey, we just need some songs. Can anyone rally around? It's like, oh, I've never really written songs. Like, I'll try. And so a bunch of our friends from the youth group started writing songs, and there was no expectation of anything. It was just like, okay, we need songs for Friday night youth group. That's it. Started doing that. And then it was only after 6 or so months, they're like, I think we're going to record some of these songs. And we're like, okay, like, we just want to capture what's happening at the youth group. And it's like, okay, cool. And so then we're recording it. And then, you know, 6 months later, I'm getting on a plane and, you know, flying to America to sing at events. And it was so much a God thing because none of us in any way were experienced. Still, I don't feel that way, but we weren't experienced. We had no idea what we were doing. And I wasn't even prepared for that. I was at, by this point, I was at university. I was studying to do marketing, and I had, like, no plans ever to do music at all. Like, obviously, I was like, that would be amazing, but it just wasn't a door or a pathway that presented itself in any way. I just thought I was volunteering at youth. So then, yep, Young and Free, that was Young and Free. We start traveling with Young and Free, and still was like imposter syndrome for all of us. Like, what are we doing? Like, we're just these bunch of young people from, you know, the suburbs of Sydney, and we're traveling around. Like, why do people trust us like this? How did this happen? That kind of experience, or that sentiment, like that feeling, is still with me today. I still feel the same way. It still just feels like, okay, yep. All right, you want me? Okay. Like, it's just been that. And that's like the trust in God thing where I'm like, you, God, you have to have this because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh, I love that. It's always like a little bit scary, right? But really exciting to know that you're not necessarily in control, but like God could do anything at any point in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
so good.
absolutely.
All right, I want to just end on this last question. I know you only just released this single, but what's next for you? Anything fun and exciting happening next?
Something very fun and exciting. I have a record with an artist called Abby Gamboa, who is just incredible. That's coming out next week. So the last week of August. And it's epic. It's like, I've never done anything like it. She's never done anything like it. We went into the studio for 6 days. And we weren't allowed to bring any ideas that we had outside of those 6 days. And we were like, let's just try and make a record. And so we went in and we threw paint at the wall, and didn't have time to edit, didn't have time to second guess, didn't have time to like perfect anything. It's just whatever happened in those 6 days, we put on the record, and we were calling it Throwing Paint, because that's what we did all week. And it's the most instinctual kind of creative experiment I've ever done. Like, I'm such a perfectionist, and so it was against every inclination that I had to do it that way, but we did it, and it's epic. It's so fun and something I've never thought that I would do or be a part of. So that's very exciting.
That is really exciting. Well, we'll have to keep our ear out for that album and excited to see what comes from it. And we're excited to play Hallelujah. So thank you so much, Aiden, for taking time today. And yeah, just really excited for this journey. Can't wait to see what God does in this process.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for having me.